Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Rock, Hunter.
Hey.
Yeah, Ace.
Yeah, Ace. What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, yeah, we're getting through. You know,
I was just going to say that 6 o'clock went by fast.
It did.
Typically goes by fast when you don't remember. I remember like a fish.
I blacked out, man. What the hell?
Huh?
What the hell is happening? No, it's all right. We're doing okay. We're doing okay. We do have to keep her moving, though, minus you being sick and or me being sick and you being hungover. Or maybe I'm hungover and yours. I don't even know what's going on anymore. It's time for your morning dump, for God's sakes.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. We're being very aggressive with that. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Yeah.
So today is National Moon Day. The reason being, it commemorates the day man first walked on the moon. On July 20th, 1969, giggity, Americans Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to land on the moon. If you believe...
And I know. They there's somebody out there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, it was filmed.
Armstrong took the first step on the lunar surface, famously described the event as one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. That was a terrible impersonation.
Great job, man.
Shut up. Why don't you shut up, all right?
Leave it to the guys, would you?
I think it's funny that this is a huge day, National Moon Day. We don't really talk about us going to the moon anymore. You know what I mean? Like, there was a time where we were flying up into space left and right. Let's go to space. Moon time. Let's do this flyer. And now we're like, yeah, I guess we went to the moon. Whatever. What big deal? It's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal. And I don't think really people appreciate it as much as they should.
Yeah.
Think about it. You're hurling through space. How far away is the moon? It's like 200-some-thousand miles or something.
It's far. It's far. Yeah.
Very far away. Anyway, dude, the guy stepped on there and he's bouncing around talking to somebody back on Earth. Like, you guys, like, we really don't understand.
I think
like, until you look out the window and you see the planet Earth.
Yeah.
When you're looking out the window, I think that's the time where you're like, oh, my God, dude.
I think our generations are a little bit farther removed, but for, like, our parents and grandparents, you know, who were in their adolescence or young adult life and seeing that on TV, 1969, a guy bouncing around on the moon, like, that's got to be pretty crazy. Got to be pretty crazy.
Like, imagining experience that firsthand, that door opens of the spaceship, and you're walking out onto your moon. What?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. Would you do it if you were offered like, hey Brock, we're gonna take you, even though you're a dummy and you're gonna contribute nothing.
Even though you're a real piece of trash,
we're gonna bring you to the moon for some weird reason.
I think we posed this question. Like if we could guarantee my safety, like look, you're gonna be fine, you'll get up there fine and you'll come back fine. I would say absolutely. But if there's like, look, man, we can't guarantee that you're going to make it back. Yeah. Like, hey, it's
you
space.
You might just float away.
Yeah, it's space, bro. What do you want us to do? I'd be like, look, I'm going to leave that to the professionals.
The Buzz. People, Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz, go ahead, buddy. I'm going to keep my ass on the ground. But once, you know, once you get some like roller coasters and like a theme park on the moon, yeah, I'm going.
You know what he does? Buzz walks up to you, punches you in the face just like he did that one guy. Takes your ticket.
See, here's the problem. They would regret setting me up because the first thing I do is I draw a penis in the surface of the moon. Because you know why? That's going to stay there forever.
Forever.
That's right. No one's going to be able to. People will be looking through the telescope. Oh, man, did he seriously draw a penis on the moon? Yes, I did.
Put veins on it, man.
A big, veiny, triumphant bastard on the surface of the moon. Like, this guy ruined it. Why did we let him go up to the moon? Out of all the people on the face of the earth, we pick the guy who's going to draw a penis on the moon? Yeah. Sorry, guys.
It's like in Heavyweights. All right, get off the moon.
Yeah, get off the moon. No, I draw one of those old S's. Remember those S's from the 90s? That's what I'd put on there.
Yeah, the three lines. Yeah,
some alien lands on there like, oh, is this some ancient hieroglyphic? No. It was Brock from the Plan B Morning Show. Ah, okay. Right, okay, right. Gotcha.
He was bored and drew one of the S's.
You should have never let him go up there. Ever. Ever.
It's never going to happen.
No.
So.
Lastly, let's move on from drawing penises on the moon. According to a new survey, about 22% of Americans admit they've had some sort of sex on some sort of public transportation, with planes being the most common. Nearly 12% of those who responded to the survey claim to be members of the Mile High Club. Men are more likely to report having sex on public transportation at 28% compared to 18% of women.
Real quick, these people must be first class, because that first class bathroom must be just a little bit bigger than what we're used to.
Yeah.
Dude, there's no way. Because I was flying. I've flown in the past, 4 years? Like two, three times?
Yeah.
Every time you think about it, I go to the bathroom. I'm like,
You nudge the wife.
You think about it.
Yeah. You get
but
the
there's
wife
no
the old
way.
A winky face like, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. Why don't you come join me? And she's like, no, that's disgusting. Get out of here.
You can barely sit down and take care of your own business.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have zero room in there. People must be tiny.
I got stuck trying to masturbate in an airplane bathroom. You know, it's ridiculous.
I'm never flying with you.
No, ever. Don't. It's terrible. I get drunk super early and
everybody knows what you were doing in there. Walls aren't soundproof, bro.
Look, I have no desire to have sex in public places. All right, you see some of these videos, people going at it on dude, things are filthy, all right? You got people saying, and you're just going to go there bare-assed on a park bench and have sex? That's disgusting, man. That's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the thrill of it. I just
really?
Never understood.
What's the thrill of it? What's the thrill of having someone
almost
watch
going
you?
To jail?
Yeah, maybe. I guess, like having someone catch you do it. Like, have you ever been caught? You ever been caught having sex? It's not a pleasant experience.
Have you gotten that knock on the window from a cop before?
It's horrifying.
Ah!
Yeah. Look, people, just have sex in your bedrooms, okay? Tell you what, if you want to feel like you're in public...
That's not adventurous, bro.
Do a little role play. You want to make it feel like you're in public, put on some, like, background noise, like some ambiance, like Google or YouTube...
Jungle noises or something.
YouTube a restaurant background noise, and put that on your speakers and make it feel like you're in some cafe.
Silverware and plates clacking.
You degenerates. Yeah, you get that one where there's a guy ordering coffee in the background. You get your rocks off in no time, okay?
Right.
For God's sakes. Anyway. All right, so what do we got? We got drawing penises on the moon and sex in public. That works for me.
That's good morning dump. There we go.
That is your morning dump. We will be back.